The field for the Yukon Quest is shaping up to be one of the largest and most competitive in recent years. 32 teams are registered for the 26th running of the 1,000-mile event. Race director Tanya Simpson says recent additions include top mushers from across the border.
Over the last week, we've had two new entries from Canada's well-known mushers. We've had Hans Gott enter, as well as Sebastian Schnulls. So it's very exciting to see those mushers come into the pool.
Schnulla placed seventh in his last quest in 2007. Gott also last competed in the quest in 2007, finishing second. The three-time quest winner joins two other past champions in this year's field, the race's first winner, Sonny Lindner, and reigning four-time champ, Lance Mackey. The roster also includes Martin Boozer, a four-time Iditarod winner who will be a rookie in the quest. Last year, only 24 teams started the quest, and in 2007, just 21 participated. Simpson says this year's field harkens back to the old days when the quest routinely attracted more mushers.
If you look back, I mean, historically, 1989, we had 47 mushers that started the race, and that matched 1988, which was the largest we've had in the history of the Yukon Quest. But certainly, if you look in over the past 10 years or so, you know, numbers have been in the 20s, so this is significantly higher, which is great to see.
The last time the race had this many entries was 2003. Simpson is optimistic the field could grow even larger before February's start. The regular entry fee deadline for the race is December 12th. After that, the cost jumps from $1,500 to $2,000. The maximum number of teams allowed in the 1,000-mile event is 50. The race starts February 14th, the last time it will begin mid-month. Beginning in 2010, the quest will move up a week to accommodate the increasing number of mushers competing in both the quest and the Iditarod.